Bring the Books by Mr. Charles Terpstra. God in Our Midst, The Tabernacle and Our Relationship with God, by Daniel R. Hyde, Sanford, Florida, Reformation Trust Publishing, 2012, 255 pages, hardcover $18, ebook $9, reviewed by Douglas J. Kuiper. God created the world in 6 days, but he used 40 to instruct Moses about the tabernacle. Little over one chapter was needed to describe the structure of the world, but 6 were used for the tabernacle. Herman Witsius, as quoted on page 202 of this book. This fact alone justifies the writing and publishing of this volume. My own interest in reading it was heightened by the fact that I am preaching a series of sermons on the tabernacle's furnishings for Lord's Supper. The main section of this book consists of 17 chapters that explain Exodus 25 through 40, in which God gave Moses directions regarding how to build the tabernacle with its courts and furnishings, and how to gather the materials for it. This main section is preceded by an interesting 35-page introduction in which Reverend Hyde explains the idea of the tabernacle in Scripture and discusses hermeneutical principles, methods of interpretation regarding this section of Scripture. After the main section, Reverend Hyde includes a conclusion and an appendix containing both a plea to pastors to preach from the Pentateuch and homiletical principles to guide pastors in such preaching. I recommend this book to interested readers of the Standard Bearer for 3 reasons. First, in telling Israel to make a tabernacle and how to make it, God was giving his covenant people visible lessons regarding his grace in his promised Christ and regarding life in God's covenant as it will be ultimately enjoyed in heaven. These lessons are relevant for us today as we are sinners who stand in continual need of God's mercy. Reverend Hyde brings this out clearly in each chapter. Second, the book makes good devotional reading. The book is a commentary on these passages of Scripture, but not a technical commentary. It includes good food for the soul, and Reverend Hyde is diligent in applying the gospel to the reader. The style is easy to follow and engaging. Third, the book presents the matter from a Reformed perspective. It clearly promotes the historic Reformed biblical faith that is dear to us. Reverend Hyde is a Reformed pastor with a good understanding of the Reformed faith. He is the pastor of the Oceanside United Reformed Church in Carlsbad, California. He refers often to the Reformed creeds, including the 3 forms of unity and the Westminster Standards, and to Reformed liturgy. It is true that on rare occasions Reverend Hyde uses words or terms that we consider inconsistent with sovereign grace, such as when he refers to God's call to his people to gather for worship as an invitation, page 160. Nevertheless, the book's frequent appeal to the Reformed confessions and liturgy makes clear that it promotes the historic, Reformed biblical faith that is clear to us. After reviewing some books, I get rid of them. This is not one of those. It will stay on my shelf.